Hello, and welcome to the Whole Equestrian Podcast, where we're bridging the gap between riding and wellness, discussing topics related to mindset, fitness, nutrition, and community. Our mission is to promote health and happiness through our love of horses. I'm your host, Dr. Tyler Held. I am a certified mental performance consultant with my doctorate in sport and performance psychology. I am a purple belt and gym owner in the sport of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I am a lifelong learner, crafter, adventure seeker, and retired five-star groom. So we are going to have Emily coming back on after her trip overseas. She is headed off to do a Nations Cup tour in Europe. So really excited to have her back on after that. But for this week, I am actually very excited to be bringing on not one, but two guests to the show. And in true Whole Equestrian spirit, we have a fitness professional and a nutrition professional. So you guys actually have heard Coach Sando on the podcast before. If you've been a listener for some time, he was on the podcast almost exactly 4 years ago in 2020. And we are also joined by Doretta Wright, who is also a former five-star groom. So this collaboration has to do with another exciting project that I'm involved in, and I don't want to give too much away. So just jump into the episode and listen to about taking your performance seriously as an equestrian, which just really speaks to the mission of this podcast. As just a side note, the first voice you're going to hear is Coach Sando. I realized he doesn't say his name as he jumps into his intro, which I told him to do, jump right into the intro. But that is Coach Sando that's about to be speaking.
Hi, so a quick introduction to me and where I come from. So I was a professional strength and conditioning coach in the collegiate world for about 15 plus years. I had the opportunity not only to work with high-level Division I men and women athletes, but also when they turned pro, they would come back and want to train with our staff. So we had the opportunity to work with a lot of high-level athletes. And in 2016, 15, I think, I forget now, it's been too long, but I was working for UK. Did that for a year. And then once I stopped working for UK, then I was working just, you know, what we would call it in the college world, private sector. In the private sector, I was a director of personal training for a local gym here in Lexington. And there's where I met Allie Knowles, and I started working with her and helped her through some injuries. And started working with a lot of her clients as well. And I think I really started getting a little bit of traction with eventers because she was on a couple interviews as far as her comeback to, at the time, Land Rover after one of her serious injuries, and how we were working together to try to make that happen. And then I started getting emails about questions for injured riders, how to train properly, because Allie had put herself in a good position from a physical standpoint to be able to recover from her injury, come back, and then ride just as well, if not better. So I left that position and I started working with riders 24/7, and I have been doing that probably since like maybe 2017. I think Coach Central Training, I started at 2018. Just from because I was working with so many riders at that point, I went, well, I think now is the time to make the jump. And now I work with a lot of riders all over the country. I run clinics where now I'm doing a rider athlete or athletic profiling assessment, which I run at these clinics. And those are getting very popular where I'm going around the country as well, working with people one-on-one, in person. I love doing that, even though, you know, I work with a lot of people remotely. There's nothing like, you know, working with, shaking someone's hand, watching them ride, and then being able to help them be the best partners that they can for their horse. And since then, now we've added a couple different pieces to the company, and one of them is Doretta Wright, which is our registered dietitian. So I'd like you to introduce you guys to Doretta.
Hi, thank you. So, yeah, I'm Doretta. I grew up, horse crazy kid. I did pony club, all that jazz. And when I was old enough, I went to be a working student and fell in love with all of the grooming side of things, all of the riding side of things, just, of course, everything horse. So, eventually went on to become a groom and was lucky enough to groom professionally for many years. And I've been to some of the biggest events in the country, in the world, which was great because it just gave me an insight onto behind the scenes on everything, horse care, riders, training, all of it. And that's sort of what got me interested in nutrition. I noticed how much attention and detail we spent on our horses' fitness and their nutrition and everything for their training program, and their riders did nothing. They might go to the gym a little bit. They tried to maybe eat healthy, but I mean, there were times when they were skipping meals and just living off of caffeine, coffee, but really not fueling themselves properly. So I didn't know much about nutrition at the time, but I did know, I said, there's got to be a better way to take care of the riders and the grooms even too. So when I decided to go back to school, I love three things: horses, food, and fitness. So I ended up going down the food road to become a registered dietitian. Working in sports nutrition, I did that all through school. And then when I finished, I actually ended up, my first job was in an outpatient diabetes and nutrition education clinic, which was great because I had been so focused on sports nutrition, I was a little weak in some of the other areas. So this gave me a really well-rounded foundation for my practice as a registered dietitian. And part of that is, helping people meet them where they are in their nutrition journey. It's so easy to tell people what to do, and a lot of people even know what to do. They might know they need to eat healthier, eat better, but they don't know how. So it was a great foundation for me in helping, meeting people where they are and helping them start to build on their current, habits and mold those into better habits to get to a better, healthier lifestyle. So I do take a food first mentality in my practice. Supplements definitely have a place, but ultimately food is always the best option, and fueling your body and feeling your best and having the best energy levels. So I would say that's probably one of the core things of how I practice nutrition is food first and meeting people where they're at and then building from there.
Yeah, no, and thank you guys so much for coming on to talk about this because I know I'm really excited about it. And in a weird way, I almost had a smile as you're talking about like going on like trips overseas and experiencing that because I was into nutrition before my first time as a groom going over. And I remember there was one day I was like, are they gonna feed us? Like, I'm so hungry. And I had like a granola bars and like a banana. And so it was like healthy offerings, but I'm like, I need a meal. Like, I'm dying here. And all the equestrians just like run off of that base level. And I'm like, I eat a lot. Like, I need more sustenance here. So it's fun that Doretta and I have a lot of the similar reflections of what it was like to be a groom in that high performance space. And for those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a long time, you might recognize Coach Sando from, I looked up the exact date. We did a podcast that was released on May 7th of 2020. So we're almost exactly 4 years later. And it's really cool to see the transition and how the business has grown. And I know I've actually already worked with several clients in my sports psychology practice that do physical training with Coach Sando and have done the clinics and the rider corrections with him. So Coach Sando, I'd love to pass it back off to you to have you tell us a little bit about what a high performance model is and why these three individuals are all sitting together today.
Yeah, first off, 4 years in retrospect, I mean, that's pretty amazing. My wife always reminds me when we're at shows or we go to a specific show where we're walking the course, the cross-country course, And she'll always throw in there, "Remember when you used to be at football fields and now you're walking like this ran in her head, this random course. You have really no idea what's going on. And now, you go from we're walking around just laughing about that to now I'm thinking, how would a rider take this jump? What line? What's the distance? When are they going to start seeing the line?" Like I start thinking of all these intricacies that I had no idea before. And it's not just the business that has grown. Sometimes I catch myself like, wow, I've grown as a performance coach for riders and knowing the sport a lot more, giving it more respect. And obviously, there's a lot more to learn, but the 4 years just really hit me hard because I remember in 2020, just me getting in here, it was still navigating the waters, right? But I was confident in what I could bring. And a lot of my thoughts at that time are now coming to fruition when I bring it back to our conversation today, which I'm really excited about. In college, everybody there, and I know this is going to sound really horrible, but every athlete there is an asset. The college is not necessarily an institute of higher learning when it comes to athletics. It is a student athlete, but we can't get it, or I was naive to think that it was very athlete focused, but it's not. It's people get scholarships to play sports to make money for the university. And so we, in that sense, developed a lot of systems to help optimize and get the most out of the or a return of investment as high as we could for the athlete. And again, I know that sounds really bad, but that's basically what we did now in retrospect. And the way we did that was this thing called a high performance model, which one of my former bosses and friend to this day, he developed. He got it from Australia. And those guys at that time were pushing. The Australian Institute of Sport was really making a hard push to do well in the Olympics. And I think once they developed the model 4 years later, they were one of the most improved countries as far as medal count ever. So they did a great job in that system. My boss learned it, took a lot of the philosophies, methodologies, and brought it to the United States. And he was the first one to institute a high performance model at the University of Florida State. And he brought it to Kentucky. And so I started working with him and understanding it. And this high performance model, if you think about the high performance model in equine, it's basically that, but for humans. And I always try to use equine examples because people understand that way more than they understand anything about themselves. They understand nutrition and supplementation for their horses way more than nutrition and supplementation for themselves. And if they do, they'll probably practice it more on their horses than on themselves, like Doretta has mentioned. So for me, that's the analogy that I like to use. Think about a vet that shares information with the trainer, with the farrier, with the body worker, with anybody that comes in contact with the horse. There's a middle person that is in charge of scheduling vets, scheduling everything around that horse so that they can be as optimized for performance as possible come the show weekend or show day or whatever you all compete in. That's what we are doing now at Coach Sando Training. I finally found the right pieces to start creating a high performance model. So when we work with riders, yes, we want to work with you physically. We want to make sure that you have the tools necessary to make the proper adjustments in the saddle. We want to make sure that you feel way more confident in the saddle from a physical and a mental standpoint. We want to make sure that you're able to know that you're safe and have a little bit more courage, bravery, because you're a little more robust than before. So overall, you become a better rider, and all of these things function off of fuel. So you know that you have the right support from a nutritional standpoint to make you the best version of yourself. And when you have all of that in one program, that in itself creates a high performance. So we are no longer just the weight training. And what I was doing before was to guide people to healthier habits, guide people into what maybe your day should look like with nutrition. I don't have to guess anymore. I also started, within reason, within what I can do within my profession, help people with mental performance coaching and just giving them very basic things that I learned in my graduate studies in sports psychology and was implementing things here and there. I don't have to do that on my own anymore. Now I have a professional that does that. So in our program, now we offer the strength and conditioning part. We offer clinics to help you understand from a metric standpoint. So now you get exact data that tell you what's your asymmetry like, where are you able to improve on, and what discipline do you do that provides the, I guess for you, the most force that you have to overcome in order for you to be a better rider. All these little intricacies in these clinics we offer. But then it's now nutrition and it's now your mental performance training. And all of that now is offered through Coach Daniel Training. And I'm super excited because that is what's my passion. I think the people that I've partnered with, and I won't speak for you all, but I feel like that's the same thing, is our passion is to make sure that we're helping as many people as possible with their passion, which is horses.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that I'm really excited, but I'll pass it off to Doretta first. And I'd love to hear about how you're doing working in this collaborative model versus just working on clients that are getting just nutrition support and what that's been like for you.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. I feel like I don't have enough words to describe how excited it makes me, because for a long time I've felt like, yes, okay, we're working on the nutrition piece, but if your workouts aren't really lined up with A, what you're doing in your season for your riding, and B, what you're eating, then it's yes, it's helpful, but it's not nearly as helpful as it could be. Like, we're only just reaching the tip of the iceberg. Like, we could be doing so much more. And a lot of times I would ask people, well, what are your workouts? Like, what are you doing? They're like, well, I don't really exactly know. Like, and now I can see where they are in their periodization, like what phase of training they're in. I can even like I can talk to Coach Sando. I can, firsthand, like, hey, what's going on? Are they bonking out too soon? Or, what is actually happening? Like, the communication is so important, I think, in between all of us. And the fact that we can do it now, it's all in one place and we're all working together, is just gonna it is truly a high performance system, and it really does elevate you to the next level, because now instead of just doing little bits here and there, it's like triple threat, like awesome, really elevating it. And that makes me so excited, because it's something that I had dreamed about, and I was just excited to be a part of this, because now it's coming to fruition. So that's just awesome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I feel like, as an athlete myself, one of the biggest transitions I've been able to make in my eating habits has been so connected towards supporting my physical and athletic endeavors. And obviously, there's a huge mindset component to that as well. And so, if you're just going to a one-stop shop of, hey, this is my nutrition, and you're just going to a one-stop shop of, this is the cross training, or, maybe this is the person I follow on YouTube and I'm doing all their workouts, it's not all connected. Whereas being able to connect everything and come together, I know, like, in my own like food stuff, because food's hard for everyone, right? Like, like you said in your intro, what the right things are to eat, but actually doing it and having the why to bridge the gap between, yeah, eat more vegetables, but I need to because I want to show up better for my horse, and I want to show up better for my workouts and everything like that.
Yeah, it is. And it's food for sure. There's a huge mind mental aspect of it. And I think, yeah, so, and again, it's like so exciting to have all three of us together, working together, that we can help with every single aspect of the journey of becoming a better rider and doing better for yourself and your horse.
Yeah, and I know, I don't, for those that have listened to the podcast, they've probably heard about the way that I talk about goals. And I talk about goals, instead of that SMART goal model, which I think a lot of people that have done a little bit with sports psychology or mindset training, specific, measurable, realistic, action-oriented, like time-specific. That's pretty much the base model that's preached for goals. And I think that a lot of equestrians struggle with setting SMART goals because abscesses and weather and random, like, things happen. And so people will get really motivated to start setting SMART goals. And then when it doesn't happen, you kind of get beat down, right? It's like, oh, it's like another abscess, another thing. And it's a hard space to kind of work out of. So I do have that awareness for SMART goals still. But what I do is I have riders set physical, mental, and technical goals. So that way, no matter what's happening in their horse's life, in their life, you can ask yourself, how am I working towards my goals in performance-enhancing ways? And so when we've got the mental piece, if my horse is lame, I can be doing some visual imagery exercises. I can be practicing breath work. I can be working towards some of these things, even with the harsh realities of the equestrian world, where we might not actually get to practice our sport as much as we want to because of the factors involved. And then our physical training, right? Like if our horse is hurt, well, what do I need to do when my horse is back? Am I working towards doing a three star? Like, do I need to make sure my cardio is there? Do I need to make sure my ab strength? That is going to affect the way that we perform, as well as the technical aspect. So the technical aspect obviously will mostly come from a trainer, but what I found is really interesting is a lot of the biomechanic stuff that Coach Sando is doing really relates into the technical aspect, right? Like, how am I being most effective with my body? And obviously, there's overlap between those three categories, but really being aware, how can I train? How can I be most effective? That affects the way that we think, that affects the way that we act, that affects the way that we perform. And really, at the end of this, it's performance. And that doesn't matter if you're looking to perform at a five star, at a starter intro level event, or even just wanting to go and enjoy a trail ride, right? Like, I always say that for my piece as well, because I feel like a lot of riders are like, oh, well, like, I just go starter. I don't need to talk to a mental performance coach. You might. Like, there's a lot of fears, a lot of uncertainties that come with the horse world. And like, if you can't mentally wrap your head around that, you're not going to enjoy your sport. And actually, I should tag that on as I do my goal setting worksheet that's like broken up into mental, physical, and technical. I actually have people write down enjoyment goals too, because even if you're going five star, I feel like enjoyment should be a piece of it as well.
Yeah, I think sorry, Doretta.
No, you go.
I want to paint a couple scenarios to really drive home the points that both of you all have made. And I've never owned a horse myself, so I'm speaking again from just looking at people and sharing experiences. So if you look at the your sport of equestrian, whatever equestrian discipline, it is, yes, an individual as far as a human, but it is a team sport. And a lot of times when you get into a situation where people are having trouble staying motivated because something happened that was not in their control, something happened to their teammate, an abscess, colic, whatever it may be. And then that derails them. Every sport, every athlete has, and I'm only saying this because I've trained so many different sports in my career. I mean, at UCLA, we had like over 24 sports. And so you get to understand one thing. Every sport thinks that they are unique in their situation. Every sport. And equestrian sports is not excluded from that. And I understand there is, an animal that you're competing with that can't communicate. But stay with me here. Anytime there is a team sport, and a perfect example will be right now during the NBA playoffs, players get hurt. And you could have all your SMART goals, and you could do all the things that are trying to give you the best advantage. but it is a team sport at the end of the day. And when your two best players are hurt, it affects your team. Now, you have no control over that. The only thing you could have control over is understanding how your system prepared you for you to help your team the best way possible. Now, obviously, there's a still a game going to be played. I understand that. And there's still going to be other players. Team, nonetheless, the point there is when you have a system and the system can prepare you mentally for whatever comes your way, that is the value. And Dr. Tyler hit it best right now by saying it's not just for the five-star, it's for the starter. It's for anyone that is looking to have a better connection and be a better partner with the horse. So I'm talking about this new shiny toy that I'm bringing out, and we're all and you're gonna be better as a rider. But then who is it for, and how do I use it? And that goes back to understanding that whatever level you're at, it's gonna benefit you because you're gonna have the tools to improve your health and wellness. You're gonna have tools to become a better rider. You're gonna have tools to handle any type of stress and understanding the management of that stress, so that at best, you're meeting all your performance goals for riding. At worst, we're helping you with an epidemic that's going on right now. And this is kind of going high level, and I don't want to get too much on this box, but a lot of Americans are not healthy. A lot of Americans, especially when I start talking to the younger generation of riders, they're having issues that we weren't seeing until their late 40s or 50s, but we're seeing them in like early 20s and 30s. From eating habits, from stress management, from lack of physical activity. So at worst, with the high performance model, you're becoming a lot healthier and a better person overall as far as wellness is concerned. And at best, you're going to go out and kill your starter course and have the most fun and know that you're safe and enjoy your horse. So that's what the high performance model or system is all about, is just making sure that you can enjoy not only life, but also when you're out there on the course in all your three phases, you feel like you had a plan, you executed it, you had such a great time out there. And that in itself, it's what it's, I think, all about, is what everybody's chasing, is that one show where everything came together.
Yeah, the one time it all really is worth it because it's just all that hard work has finally paid off.
Yeah. And that's the high performance model. That's how you use this shiny new toy.
Yeah, no, and I feel like that just really solidifies one of the things that I talk about is obviously like our hierarchy of needs. And when riders are going through falls, we talk about, hey, like your safety's threatened, so we got to go back down to base level one. But if you don't have those fears and you are interested in performing, like nobody, I say this all the time to people, I'm like, nobody is forcing you to ride a horse, right? Like I
Right.
at my clinics, I'm like, raise your hand if someone's tying your hands behind your back and forcing you to get on this animal. And the reason I say it like that is like, I hate, it's an industry that I love, right? It's a passion that I've loved since I was 5 years old. There's this connection with horses. And through all the good and wonderful things that horses have brought me, I've also seen the negative stuff that people can experience because of the heartbreak, because of the loss, because they're being too hard on themselves, not reaching goals. But as you're talking about, like, what are we going after? That is self-actualization. That's the highest level of our psychological need. We are riding horses and putting ourselves through this not always easy situation because we want to feel like something hard. We're doing it well. And these are the resources that will be able to help you handle the hard so that you can feel that I did it kind of feeling.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think even to paint a more specific example, there's a couple particular cases that come into mind where we're going to be able to help and assess and be able to make really specific adaptations to a certain individual. And this is a newer client, but it just comes to mind where I think it would help listeners to understand it and how we work through specific cases. So there'll be a client that comes in, recently had her kids, all within the three kids in the span of 4 years. And she's gained some weight. She's had some injuries. Says she hasn't ate well and has a lot of goals that she wants to set up for herself. But yet, and a lot of people might relate to this, it's almost like you don't want to say what your goals are because then somebody's going to hold you to them. So it's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. When I'm asking, why do they ride? Then you get into a situation where they're pausing, eyes are going left to right, fidgeting, because you know the answer, but you don't really know how to express it. Become it's coming from somewhere not logical. It's coming from an emotional place of why you ride. And what we're doing in our system is saying, we're gonna, all of us, listen to you. We're going to take you through the appropriate types of training modalities to help you get out of pain first. That way, when you get out of pain, your body's able to function better. You know what pain also does? At a subconscious level, it's going to affect your personality. At a subconscious level, it's going to give you less patience. So your level of frustration tolerance is a lot lower. You know what else pain does to you? It makes you not want to eat because you're always in pain. That sometimes hunger is not necessarily the number one thing for your body. It's get out of pain. What can I do to limit my activity level? So, and when you do that, you also start lowering all these other functions. But who's going to help us with all of those things all together in one system? That's what the high performance system does. Is it puts a person like this into an environment where they get everything and every single one of the coaches that interacts with that person knows what's going on, knows what's actually hurting. And when you come into our sessions, we can regurgitate what other coaches have said to you. So you know, like, whoa, they are talking about me. I do have a team that's dedicated towards me. I'm not alone. And sometimes when you get through that, that in itself is the win that you were able to know how to ask for help because riders, and I'm going to use air quotes here, everything is fine. Stop my air quotes. And we all know it's really not. It's just you all are ingrained. And that's why I love working with riders. It's like you all are tougher than football players. When I go in on Monday morning, when I used to go into the training room, guys were in there for little fingers. Coach, I can't work out. My hangnail, or I got a headache, or I woke up and, you know, I was cold. I didn't sleep good last night. And I know riders that concussions, broken backs, splinting three out of the five fingers, and they're still out there. That is unheard of. For a lot of athletes, like if they understood what you all did, they would consider riders athletes instead of what we'll call it habit or hobby athletes. And I think that when you treat yourself like an athlete, you'll understand you deserve to be in a program like this. This is what you need. This is going to be at some point like a requirement, a prerequisite, if you will. Because you understand the significance of being the best person you can be so that when you get on your horse, it's nothing but great vibes. It's nothing but being the best version you can be so that you can expect your horse to be at that same level. And this is maybe a little joke, especially if you ride a mare.
No, and I think something that you said in your intro, Coach Sando, was like, you know, I used to give some of the mental side of things of what I had, you know, in my education. And I know that in my private practice, I'm guilty of trying to be be everything, right? Like you want to give these people what they need. So, as you're talking about a rider that struggles with focus on cross country, I'm like, ooh, that might be nutrition. And, in the past, it's been like, here's what I know about nutrition, but I'm not an expert. I took sports nutrition classes in my doctoral program, of course, but I am not a dietitian. I'm not a nutritionist. And so being able to say, all right, that's a piece that I can now give you the resources on. And so I, again, just want to really emphasize how I'm excited because I think people look to their trainers for mindset advice. I think people like your trainer doesn't want to be your mental performance coach. Like, please talk to me instead. Like, your trainer does not want to hear about how nervous you are. And a lot of times, like, this is just the reality. A lot of times, professional riders don't understand it, right? They're out there riding 6, 8 horses a day. And yeah, they all go through it. But I've actually done collaborations with trainers before where they're like, I have a really hard time supporting this client because I just don't feel nerves the same way that she does. And like my coping strategy is just ride through it. And that's not what a lot of people need. And I think that's where there becomes tension between trainers and equestrians as well. And so having, again, like a third party resource to come back to and say, well, here's someone who's, this is their expertise. Your horse trainer, their expertise is training their horse and training you. It's maybe not training your body outside of the saddle. It's not supporting your nutritional needs. And it's certainly not working through the mindset stuff. So again, not to toot my own horn, but like I'm very passionate about the mindset stuff. And I tell everyone, I'm not a very good rider. Like there's a reason I'm in this chair today is because I wanted to be a professional rider and I struggled with a lot of my mental stuff. And so I'm not God's gift to riding or anything like that, but I know enough about it to when you say, oh, I'm really frustrated about this thing. It's not like you're speaking French to me. Like I've been around horses since I was 5. I've gone to the 5-star level, like grooming, and ridden through the training level myself. So it's actually having someone like everyone here. I think Coach Sando, I've seen you on a horse, right? You've ridden a horse
Yeah,
before now.
I
Listen,
try.
everyone here understands it, and Coach Sando's been really good about bringing in those equestrians to onboard. So, with that, Coach Sando, can you tell us a little bit about how people can find the platform, how they can sign up, and what all is included in the high performance package?
People can find a lot of. Try to put up a lot of content on my Instagram page at Coach Sando Training, but you can fill out one of our inquiry forms on my website at coachsandotraining.com, and there'll be a place in there for you to fill out a questionnaire, and you can fill out any of the portions that you feel comfortable to. Then we will get a notice, and I will contact you back as soon as possible. Now, in the package itself, again, we are looking right now for people that want to really use all three of us. So I know it's going to be a new thing for everyone to kind of like hold and understand what they're holding. Again, the shiny new tool, but we want to work with people that really are. It's again, it's not level or experience based. It's more about effort based on people that really do think. I need help. Yes, I need help on all these three, and this is valuable for us. That way, you can get and take advantage of, I should say, the training part, the mental performance part, and the dietetics performance part. That way, you get the benefit of working with three professionals. And I have to say this, it's three professionals where we have not just credentials, but it's going through the academic part as well. It is not some little certification that you got over the weekend. And I know it sounds like I'm degrading those, but those have a use. But when we're talking about high level training and high level coaching, you're just not going to get the experience just from a little cert like that. Like all of us have paid our dues in more than one way, figuratively speaking, yes, and also not, from just an example or figuratively speaking. We've paid our dues. And so now it's just, we're all so happy to be able to share it with you all. And I'll say one last thing. This program, for this community is new, and I know it'll take some time because in when my boss, former boss, brought this to the States, it took a long time before everybody understood how to use this tool. And the reason I'm sitting here and I started working with equestrians is because at that former university, it was a university that was very slow to change because it was just so set on its like traditions. And this is the way we work with athletes. This is new in equestrian. So it'll take some time. But you'd want to be on the side of, I've been doing this for a while, then starting to jump on board when we've already had hundreds of riders benefit from this, and now you want to get on board. You want to get on board ASAP.
Yeah, no, and I think Doretta and I were chatting a little bit before we started recording, and I was like, I don't know for the mental performance side if people are afraid to like put that in their program too, right? Like it's really easy and clear to say, oh, I need to train my body, right? Oh, like we talked about, you always need to eat healthier. All the time I tell people, I don't just fix problems. I find performance solutions to find the best. Like, what is your peak? And so I obviously do have a lot of clients that struggle with fear. I have a lot of clients that struggle with uncertainty, judgments, and stuff like that. But on the same token, I have plenty of clients that have come to me and worked with me for over 2 years now. And it's just about being the best, thinking the best, creating focus cues, making sure that we have after action reports so that we're getting the most out of our riding. So you don't have to be scared. You don't have to feel nervous. Like it's a package that is for your benefit. And so I would say if you are serious about yourself as a rider and you want to get the most out of that experience, that's what this is for. And Dred, I don't know if you have any closing comments there on the nutrition side of things, but I feel like we're all just like really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I would just kind of echo what you've both said. Like this, it doesn't matter where you are, you can always get added, like the extra support is going to be beneficial. It doesn't matter what level you're riding at, or what your goals even are, if but if you're committed to getting better, this is definitely the way to do it. And from a nutrition standpoint, I think similar to like the mental health, sometimes people are afraid, like, oh, you're going to tell me I can't eat this anymore, I can't have that anymore, and that's not it at all. It's more about like how can we mold and evolve into healthier habits that are going to support your goals. And yeah, I mean, overall, this is it's just such an exciting program, and I hope that everybody gets to experience it because it's just so cool to be a part of.
I wish I had it when I was a young rider because I did. I worked with a sport and performance psychologist, and that was my first entry into sports psychology. But I gosh, had I had like a team and a system, and I was kind of doing it on my own. I was all excited about it and like put my head down and worked. And obviously, it's gotten to me to where I am today, and I wouldn't change anything. But I do oftentimes wonder, certain things had changed, like what my riding would have been like. And maybe in 10 years from now I'll be back out on the eventing scene actually doing it myself. But for those of you that don't know, I'm a jujitsu athlete right now, so we'll get my black belt first and then I'll go try to make it up to the one star level or something. Awesome. Anything else, guys? I think that's great. I think you got, hopefully got some information about why this is important. Got some information about what we're trying to do, our mission, and we would love for you guys to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think that's that sums it up. I think it's understanding the mission, understanding it's a rider first, focused, and being able to have all the tools you need to be successful.
Yep, and I will go ahead and put all of those links to Coach Sando's Instagram and the inquiry in the show notes for those who are interested in learning more. Thank you so much for listening, and in the meantime, enjoy the ride.